At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Life was always giving you a test. Trying to give you a way out. Trying to give you an excuse not to show up. This is my excuse today. But guess what? You gotta have the mentality to show up every f***ing day of your life. No matter what life throws at you.
Everyone does a few reps when the burn starts and they stop. No one goes the extra mile and keeps going. Like no one's in here right now. Why? Because it's Saturday evening, everyone's going to a party, no one's in here. It's me. No one goes the extra mile. The thing about traffic jams, guys, there are no traffic jams in the last mile of the race. In the beginning, everybody's there. All the pretenders and the contenders, they're all there. But the last yard of life, the last mile of the journey, there ain't nobody but you and your shadow. Traffic jams don't exist that far. Because everyone else started giving up.
What the hell were y'all waiting for to start attacking life? Waiting for the fucking stars to align? Back when I was growing up, the sun came out. All I need is a miracle. Well, guess what? That miracle ain't coming. There is no perfect time to start. You gotta start now with changing your life. We're all being tested in life. And guess what? This is one test you can't cheat on. We all have our own test. Some of us are obese. Some of us are depressed. Some of us are insecure. In the military, we have this big old rucksack on the back. Have batteries, water, extra gear. Your extra gear is the shit you're dealing with in life. And the only way to overcome it is for you and you alone to face it. You have to do your best work when you're the least motivated. So those days you don't want to do it, guess what you gotta do? You gotta suck it the fuck up and do it.
Workout's done, you paid your fucking dude. You're that much closer to becoming that person you always knew you could be. I mean, isn't it about time you do that? Isn't it about time you become that person you knew you always could be? How do you do that? You break the fucking mold, guys. You get the fuck out of bed when it's cold, when it's early. You do something away from the normality of what you've been doing. That's psychotic behavior. Doing the same thing, expecting a different result, doesn't work that way. You must switch up the mainframe. Switch it up if you want a different result, man. Why not try it, man? Shock the system. Start with an earthquake, man. What I mean by that is, yeah, get up at 4 in the fucking morning one day. Just one day. And go for a fucking run. Commit to one day. And see how you feel as you're jogging it back in around 5 or something, as your neighbors are still asleep. Or as you're jogging it back in at 6 o'clock, and your neighbor's just getting up, grabbing the coffee, looking outside, wondering, you know, what the day's going to hold for them. Well, your day's already provided something for you.
How do I finish when I start? I get 2 weeks into it, and then I stop. Well, this is the thing about it. People forget one thing about me. I used to be you. I used to be a fat guy. I got it, didn't care much. I got it, got D's and F's in school. I got it, blamed other people. A guy that was under mediocre. I wasn't even average. So this is the thing about it. I'm gonna tell you what people don't wanna tell you. Why you stop is because you're lazy. It's because you don't mind getting bad grades in school. It doesn't bother you enough to be mediocre, to be average, to sit around and watch people do great things. You don't mind it. So there's your answer. Your answer is, you don't care enough about yourself, so you don't stay in the fight.
You can't talk it all the time. You gotta walk it. Commit to one day. Try it. See how it feels getting up that f***ing early when everyone else is asleep or in that cold. When everybody else says, no, this is not comfortable, we shouldn't do this, you say, yes, motherfucker, I'm gonna introduce myself to it.
So what's the great divide of human beings? Who are you on those days you don't want to do things? It's easy to conquer when it's good weather. You got good sleep. Work's going good. The family's good. You feel great. Your body's not injured. Those are the easy days to conquer. But who are you on those f***ing days? When all hell's broke loose, your body's f***ed up, you're sore, you're depressed, you're miserable, you're not the favorite person at school, you might be getting bullied, you might be falling behind in life. Who are you on those days when shit's all f***ed up? That's the great divide. Those people who get up on those days when everything's f***ed up and still grind, that's the separator right there.
And a year from now, it's going to happen like that. And who is your future self? 1 year from now, who is it? Just like everyone's out of here, go party Saturday night. They're not willing to sacrifice. I'm like the lone survivor in here. You know? Tonight will be over with too. Tomorrow I'll be stronger for it. Another day will go by. 365 of them happen so f***ing fast. Who are you going to be in a year from now? And in a year from now, does that future person hold regret or pride? I love the mentality that I'm beating my competitors silently where they don't even know it. They're out partying, I'm out here getting ahead.
I can't get a break in life. I hate that damn mentality, but I can't get a break. You aren't given any breaks in life. You make them for yourself. We are all being tested in life. While my test is different than yours, you will be tested. And how you face that test and how you overcome that test determines the rest of your life. The one mentality that you must have in life is that regardless of what's in front of you, you still must grind. I'll never be in the Olympics. I'll never be a professional athlete, but still I grind. I fail at most things I do, but still I grind. I don't want to do half the shit I do, but still I grind. And that one day you see me down a dark alley, run at 1 o'clock in the morning, no one thing. I was grinding.
You know, there comes a day, man. Everyone's gonna have this day. There comes a day where being average, being mediocre, is just sickening to you. It's just sickening. It makes you want to throw up because you've seen people with far less talent than you. As you're growing up with them, their childhood buddies, whatever else, they didn't have what you had. Yet now they're going to become something that you haven't. There comes that day. It's either when you're young, you know, and it strikes you on the baseball field because you're sick of striking out. Or it's when you get fired from your fifth job, you know, and your wife and kids are on your ass because you don't have support anymore. There comes a f***ing day where push comes to shove. Where being mediocre, being like average and shit just f***ing burns and sucks so much. You can't deal with it one more day and you get off your ass. And you create something that's always been there. It's always been inside of you trying to come out. But you've never wanted to unwrap it because it's too much f***ing pain and commitment. You were scared you're gonna fail. You were scared if you started, you never finish it. You didn't want to tell anyone about it. You knew it was there, but you never wanted to embark on it until something f***ing hits. You get fired or somebody else gets success to remind you what you could have been. And then the f***ing spark is born. And no matter what happens, I'm never going to be in this boat again. And you get up and you go, even if it gets knocked down, you just keep going, you're a wild man. And life has never been so sweet. That can happen at an early age, it can happen at a later age. It's going to happen to somebody, you know, no matter what, it's going to happen to you. And when it does happen to you, thank your lucky stars that finally you're alive. It's time to unwrap the potential you can be.
When I was in the military, we go on these instructor-led runs. Most of the time, we knew the start and end point. So on the way back, I start seeing people getting happy and shit because the end was near. But there were some asshole instructors that would hear the happiness and go right on past the end point. When that happened, everybody stopped talking. Heads would stop dropping. And I start taking fucking souls. At that time, I knew what happened in their minds. They were living off the hope factor. They hoped the instructors would stop running. They hoped the water was never cold. They hoped the weather was f***ing good. I don't live off that hope. I wish the water was cold. I wish them motherfucking instructors keep on f***ing running. I wish the f***ing rain. When the ending is unknown and the distance is unknown, that's when you know who the f*** you are.
What I love about this, guys, it's the middle of the set. It's like the journey of your life. Like you're born, you lift the weight up,
feels light at first. And as you keep going, it gets harder and harder and harder. So what happens is your physical strength has left the ability. The only thing left to override the differential of continuing the journey or stopping the journey is the mental strength. And you start to develop that. And mentally, you have a number in your head you're going for. Even though your body's physically hit failure, you keep pushing past mentally. Three more. And when you finish it, you're like, God damn, man. I'm so glad I believed in myself. I'm so glad I didn't sell myself short, because at the end of the day, if you don't believe in yourself, who can you ever expect to? You guys must be the now of what you want to be later. It starts right now. And if you're not doing the now, don't ever expect the later to be the person you want to look in the mirror. Everyone's like, oh, later in life, I want to do this. Later in life, I want to do that. Later in life is turning around, looking in the mirror right now. That's the later in life. And unless that turnaround is something in progression, later in life ain't going to be anything different.
So this guy just passed me. He said, Goggins, just be average today. Some of you just don't understand. Some of you been average for so damn long, you don't know what it is to do hard work. But there's a lot of you out there who want to be much more than average, but just don't know how to do it every single day, the grind. You need to find someone to oil those gears up. So check it out. This is a mindset. Maybe it's true, maybe it's not. But there's a motherfucker out there who wants what you have, who wants the position you are, who wants the job you have, who wants the wife that you have, or the husband. There's someone out there hungry and wants everything you can have. Maybe it's true, maybe it's not. But if it is, it's going to be your ass. So make that a motivation for you.
When you've tasted success at one point in your life, it wasn't about the potential, it wasn't about the genetics, it was about the perseverance, and it wasn't about being the hardest fucking worker in the room. That's what got them there, and it didn't happen overnight. They got knocked down more than they ever stood up, but they kept going and kept going and kept going and kept going, because what else is the alternative? To be average again. That sucks, man, and it really sucks. When you go out and you train hard to play baseball and you connect and you hit the winning home run, you want to feel that way again. When you taste these finer things of life, all the pain, all the work, all the sacrifice to get them is well worth it. If anything, it's a small down payment for the price and the reward you got and that feeling. Once felt, how do you ever turn your back on it? Stop running from the potential of what you can be, guys. It's inside of you. It's always been there. Grab a buddy of yours. Say, man, me and you are going to f***ing do this together. And you're going to be on my ass if I start slacking. I'm going to be on your ass if I start slacking. And I'll never accept mediocre again. I'm always going to give it my 110 fucking percent. That's the only thing I can ever say a solid day's work. That's all that will ever find peace in. If you guys do not do that, I promise you, your life will haunt you for the rest of your days.
You want to be the baddest motherfucker ever at what you do? You're going to be misunderstood by everybody, because you're going to be so fucking obsessed and so driven to get there. That's what it takes.
That's the truth.
It takes every second of your fucking life. Anybody says balance? Yeah, balance is important for a lot of fucking people. It is. But if you want to fucking go to that edge where people do not like you, don't understand you, question everything you fucking do, you've arrived. When you are misunderstood to the point where fucking people think you're psycho and you're nuts and you're this and that, why are you in the fucking gym at 1 o'clock in the fucking morning? You just got through doing an op, fucking 13, 14 hours at the Ranger school, man, at the gym. What is wrong? You will never understand what is wrong with me. And that's why I'm so fucking glad you don't.
Differential of somebody winning and losing has nothing to do with their genetics, has nothing to do with their potential. It's their perseverance, always showing up. Person that's willing to gamble it. If you show up, then you have a chance. If you don't show up, the outcome's simple. Never there, like an audition. If you show up to the audition, there's a chance you might get the part. If you're too scared to show up and you sit back at home, wondering what if and everything else. No one in hell is going to call you an opportunity because you weren't present. The winners always show up. They're willing to lose in order to gain. Big mental thing there, guys. This body, as great as you are, as sharp as you make the arsenal, it can't do anything if you don't have confidence in yourself. We all fall down in life. The question is, who gets back up? You go after and you give it all you have. If you lose, at least you try, man. I failed. It's 10 times more of a man than someone said, what if? Because what if never went to the arena?
He asked me a question about he wants to be really good at tennis. But what happens is after I play tennis for a while, I want to go play video games. You obviously don't f***ing want it bad enough. I became obsessed with being the baddest motherfucker that God ever created. Am I that? I don't care. I believe it. And I was trying to tell him, once you become obsessed with something, obsessed, it's okay to be unbalanced for a while. It's okay. Don't be all this stuff people say, you gotta be balanced. To be the best in the world at what you do, it's not about being a Navy SEAL, people. The best at what you do, you have to be unbalanced to find every bit of fucking energy and strength that you have to pull it off. Then you get balanced once you become great. So if your family doesn't understand, why are you so daggone crazy? Because I'm trying to be the best I can to give you the best that I am.
When you guys find a fear, that fear will either create you or destroy you. I love fear, and the reason why, behind every fear is the person you want to be. Fear is self-imposed, meaning it doesn't exist. You create it, you can destroy it too. It's an intangible. If you face your fears, guys, you will realize it's not that big. And once you face it, you go, oh my God, man, I spent all this time running from it. It was so small. If I just faced it, my God, not only did I face it and I beat it back, energy is never lost, transferred. That negative energy, that fear, is destroyed. It comes back in as confidence. You're like, what else am I capable of? What else am I holding my back from that I'm capable of more? What am I running from when I don't need to? What else can I overcome?
When I was in Ranger school, my squad got spot checked. The Ranger instructor was looking for 3 items. One of my guys didn't have the items, so the whole squad got smoked. The RI was sitting there smoking us. And the more he smoked us, the more my squad looked around looking for someone to motivate him. The Ranger instructor shouted out, I'm gonna bury you motherfuckers. So I saw that my squad needed some extra motivation. So I said, ain't no grave that can hold us down, motherfucker. Ain't no grave that can hold us down. Right now in life, your family is looking for that one guy right now. They're looking for that one guy who's strong, who's that pillar for the family in hard times. Make sure they look around. They look around and find you. These are the times right now for you to step up. Be that guy that can take anything.
We got to take advantage of the time we have right now. If you want it bad enough, you find a way. If you don't want it bad enough, you find an excuse. This workout's going to test you guys. It's going to break you too. But in doing so, it's going to grow you. Just like life itself, man. You go after things. You try them. Even if you fail, you get back up. And you continue to try and fail. Continue to try and fail. And ensuring you never fail to try. Because nothing's impossible. Just a spelling of impossible is spelled I'm possible.
So I got an email the other day. This guy's talking about he's struggling to get up. Wants to go to the gym and start grinding early in the morning. I said, when I was 24, I had the same condition, man. I had the same problem. So I started just studying it. The more I studied it, I came with this crazy conclusion. I was just being a bitch. When I say bitch, it's not gender specific. It's a mindset. In Goglish, it means weak, soft, feeling sorry for yourself. Get your ass up and lace them up. Stay hard.
The champions, guys. It's not their potential. It's not their genetics. It's their perseverance to always show up, always willing to fail, because in failure, that's part of success. Success is not, you know, a marathon of life with just ups. Success is formulated through failures, through facing your fears, through falling down and getting back up. That's what creates the champion. Success does not define us. We define the success.
I'd rather you hate me and get better than like me and stay the same. A lot of us are full of shit. I was one of those people back in the fucking day. And sometimes I'm still full of shit. We think that we're working our ass off, working hard. You know, we've been working out hard in the gym for a month, but we haven't seen any results. So we get all f***ing down and poopy pants and shit. You study for 30 minutes for a f***ing test, and you didn't do as well as you thought. What the f*** do you expect? You're not putting in the work. You have to do more. You gotta stop telling yourself that you're doing enough. In life, it's never enough until you feel this overwhelming feeling of shit, man. I'm out working the crowd. I'm out working everybody. I'm doing more. It's not until then, once you get there, that's when you know you've done enough.
Friday night, guys. 1 in the morning. On the streets of Burbank here outside Miami Fitness. Another moment of life. Our lives, what we create, are made from the decisions we make on the moment-to-moment basis. Champions are never woken up and born into success. They're created, they're matured, their struggle has been weathered through that effort of hard work and dedication and sacrifice to achieve that championship status. It's these moments, these decisions we make on a daily basis. Do we get up early and go for a run? Do we hit the snooze button? Do we go that extra rep in the gym and our body's dying? Do we push past that? All these little things are the inches that add up to be the measure of difference between first place and forever forgotten. Second place. And if you're gonna sit here and complain why you came up short without taking responsibility and looking at yourself internally first on all the opportunities you decide to pass on for comfort, then you're a shallow person, guys. If your day doesn't challenge you, don't ever expect to be changed by it. They go hand in hand, especially in the physical arena, guys. Mental first, then this guy follows. If you don't have it up here, this motherfucker's lost. It's like you driving down a street with no map, no idea where to go. The daily choices. In the gym, guys, gravity hasn't changed as I looked. Fundamental exercises are pretty much the same. It's a systematic approach on how you design those exercises that will lead to that shock and awe factor. That shock being your body forced to adapt to new situations. That adaptation is what we call growth, guys. Doing the same thing over and over again does not challenge us. So therefore, we cannot grow from it. It's putting yourself to the fire constantly. It leads to the character of the individual and the will. That's where that is born and bred from. Otherwise, it becomes benign, monotonous, boring. It's the challenges of life that creates the will and the confidence of the individual. The perishable aspects. I mean, if you don't use it, you lose it. Just like in the gym. If you don't work out, you go soft. If you don't challenge your confidence level of who you are, well, then you get soft mentally too. It's the challenges and the struggles and changing shit up that challenges us to create something. It's common physics, guys. So if gravity hasn't changed and all the workouts are pretty much universal as far as the exercises, what's the underlying key to success? The structure of them. How you go about your day, how you order them, how you repair them, how you give them nutrition. All that stuff is the mindset of a champion. Champions aren't found on the podium with their hand up. No, champions are found in lab studies, the thousands of hours of hard work when no one's watching. That's what makes the will unstoppable.
With success in life comes more haters. Don't make them hurt your feelings. Use them for fuel. Use them for energy. In times of need, put them on the fucking mental Rolodex in your mind. And we don't want to do shit. Roll through your brain. Pull up that motherfucker that you need. That person who said you couldn't do something. Weren't fast enough, good enough, smart enough, where the fuck you may be. Use it for energy. Instead of killing them with kindness, torture them with success. In life, you have to continue pushing past the odds. Use everything this world has to give you for fuel.
Dreary, cold morning. Miami Fitness here. Why did I bring that up? Because it's up to the individual to allow the dreariness to set inside. Do we worry about external factors or do we worry about what's inside of ourselves? Those two different things are the two measures of confidence, positive and negative confidence. And negative confidence is an egocentric person. Bases all their performance trying to achieve third party's agreeability, their likeness, their thumbs up, because we value their opinion. Those kind of people allow this mood and weather and everything that's set in to dictate their performance of the day. There's also another side, the positive side of confidence, starts from within. It's called pride. That doesn't value rain, sun, you know, if there's someone in the corner looking at them, if it's 5 in the morning, 5 in the afternoon, that pride is always awake, always turning, always burning for the ideology of greatness to be matured into reality. That's internal pride. No one can alter that. But if you're coming in here with an ego, you better check it right here in the parking lot, because that will destroy your efforts in there. It also will probably destroy you physically. They say the greatest achievement of somebody comes right after their worst defeat. When they've hit rock bottom, hit the bottom of the barrel, they got nothing left. Everyone's given up on them. They've lost all their worldly possessions. They're dead broke on their back. It's at that point, guys, when everything's lost, that everything can be gained. There's no more ego there, is there? They let go of, what if I fail? What if it doesn't work? What if I don't like, what if this person rejects me? The animosity, the pressures of society, let it all go because they've lost it all. They're just now left with the intestinal fortitude, the pride within. Do I want to stay on the bottom of this barrel or do I climb the out of this hole? And that is a spark of what it turns out to be their greatest moment, their greatest hour. We can live that way, guys. Imagine the life you can live when you let go of the thought of failure. When this fear doesn't resonate inside of you to paralyze yourself in a self-paralysis state. When that's gone, the freedom. When you judge yourself on your own measure, you're not worried about other people's opinions. Because when you don't worry about anyone else and you just worry about what's in here saying, the pride of confidence, funny, all this is taken care of too. With one comes the other in a positive way.
So I'm getting ready to board my plane yesterday, and this NFL football player comes up to me. He goes, Goggins, can I ask you a question? How do you keep that dog mentality? I said, let me ask you a question. When you were younger, what did you want to be? He said, an NFL football player. But once I got there, I lost that dog mentality. He had a finish line in his brain. Guess what? A true dog mentality? I have a dog at home. I can feed that motherfucker all day long. He never gets full. It's not enough you made it to the NFL. Be the f***ing MVP. It's not enough you ran a 5K. Win a 10K. It's not enough you became a doctor. Be a better doctor. It's not enough you lost 50 pounds. Go out there and do something with it. Guess what? It's 109 out here, but guess what? It's not enough.
Because what we want in life is more than average, more than ordinary. We want extraordinary, so we must be willing to sacrifice that kind of work ethic and to ensure that kind of legacy. They go hand in hand. You can't half-ass it and expect anything greater than a half-ass later. It's very balanced. This is the fairest form, guys. What you put in is what you get out.
So there's a lot of pockets of weakness nowadays, and we try to fill those pockets with lies. I did it for many years. So I'm out here in Colorado for a conference. And I go to the gym, and this trainer calls me over to talk to this group of people he's training. He says, hey, man, what are you doing out here? So I tell him. He says, what kind of workouts are you doing? I said, well, one workout I'm doing is I'm climbing up this mountain, 3,000 feet, 3 miles. Because I do that every day. So the next day, I'm out looking for him. Didn't see him. A couple days later, looking for him. Didn't see him. So here I am on the mountain again, climbing it. And there's a gondola that takes you up, takes you down. I'm going up it. I see a gondola. I'm about 5 minutes from the top. I look up at the gondola. I see him, face pressed up against the window, looking at me, our eyes meet. It's called a look. When you take a motherfucker's soul, don't talk about it. Be about it.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Practice what you preach!
If everything you do, you put your name to the best of who you are, you're not trying to win the title. You're trying to win the legacy. There's a big difference there.
The title's just getting a long cut for the fucking paycheck. Probably the last time you cut that long. Just winning the title in a bodybuilding competition, you know? You're begged, steal, fuck, you know, murder for it. Do drugs for it. You get the title, yeah, cool. Not good enough, because that title won't get you another title. Because the way you went about it was shortcutted. There's no future in that. When you do it for a legacy, everything you do holds value. There are no shortcuts. You went to every fucking corner, made a left turn or a right turn, and then you went down the next path. Ensured everything and the opportunity was presented, that you got the most out of each situation you could. If you come up short, you know it's not from your lack of effort. You got beat honestly, and that's fine. But you'll never look back on that event and say, fuck. If only I did that. What if I did this? Too fucking late for that.
This got a 17-hour flight. And I'm sitting there thinking, take a day off. No one will know. But I keep on thinking too, there's always someone out there who's working harder than you. I'm haunted by that motherfucker. Knowing that someone out there is willing to forgo personal desires and comforts, forgo sleep, forgo whatever it takes to be better, to be the best. In life, a lot of times, a lot of us have that person out there. There may not be a name or a face to him, but he exists. You make sure in life when they think about that person, you make sure they put a name and a face to it. If you make sure that name and face is yours, you do the haunting. Get in somebody's head, own space. In those times when you want to quit, because we're all human, you make sure you remember one thing. All those times and hours and days you sacrificed to be the best.
I'm not saying it's easy, man. But the results you get, you're gonna love them, man. It's gonna make all the sweat equity, all this pain right now, all worthwhile. The thing about pain is, like, you feel it right now, it's temporary, man. But later in life, you don't remember the pain. You just remember, like, the glory and the good times. When I was going through West Point, you know, or Ranger School, man, there were some really dark hours. Dark days and dark years of my life, man. But looking back on it, I mean, I just remember the good people and the good times. I don't remember all those, you know, times where I was just so fucking done and worn out. I don't remember that. I just remember that I made it through it, you know, and that exhilaration of pride and achievement, man, that outweighs all the pain and struggle, you know, and that sweat equity to get there. It really does, as long as you get there. That's why when they say, pain is temporary, pride forever. That's what they're talking about. Because if you push through the pain to achieve the pride, you forget about the pain was ever even there. But if you can't push through the pain and the pain stops you and breaks you down, well, then that pain is forever. Because you never got pride to outbalance it. Going through this, man, you start feeling the pain. It's all good, man. Welcome it. Welcome it, man. Because right past pain, it's forever pride, man. We all love that, don't we?
A buddy of mine calls me the other day and says he's having trouble running past 8 miles. This is a guy who can run 30 miles any time of the day. So I tell him to come out to my house and we'll get some runs in. So he comes out, he goes, man, I'm telling you, I can't run past 8 miles. But I realize in his life, he's added a new kid, more responsibilities at work, all this stuff. He's not thinking about this, I am. So I take him out for a run. We get 30 minutes into it. How far are we going, Goggins? I ain't tell him. Get an hour into it, I ain't tell him. Hour and a half into it, didn't tell him. So as soon as he shuts up, we run 3 hours. The guy does fine. Next day we go out there, he's able to run 20 miles again. So this is what happened to him. His circuit breaker blew. Our minds are very similar to circuit breakers. When they blow, you gotta figure out what it is. Sometimes you just add it too much to your fucking plate. Go back in your mind and figure it out.
The feeling I feel right now, as bad as it feels, is a f***ing hell of a lot better of a feeling than a life where you throw the towel in. That's something you never recover from. Tomorrow morning, I'll wake up stronger. I'll feel alive. And I'll have the belief and confidence backing me up. After a good night's rest, I can only get better. When the towel's down, in life, there's no more rounds, man. You throw it in. I feel like right now, if I can put the towel back up, And I'm gonna be stronger tomorrow, the next round. Life, guys, it's a plan of action. If you don't have the plan, I guarantee you someone's gonna use you as part of their fucking plan. Stop fucking going about the day as a servant. Become the master. Run your day and stop having it run you. Believe in yourself. Be that one of 100 that has a belief instead of just fucking jaw jet talk of intent. Huge differential there. Differential is somebody just breathing life and the other one taking the most of the opportunity of time of life.
Well, everybody, it's Groundhog's Day again for David Goggins. If you pan it down here, you see it's about 3 o'clock in the morning and there's not a car or a person in sight. If you pan over here, it's the same thing, not a car or a person in sight. People want to know where I find my strength at, where I get my strength. I get it from a lot of places, but right now, this morning, I'm getting it from, there's not a motherfucker that's up. There's not a car, there's not a person. Everybody's in their bed, sleep, dreading that it's a Monday, hate it's a Monday, and I'm loving it. I'm loving that where everybody's getting weaker, I'm getting stronger. It's not about the running, the swimming, the push-ups, the sit-ups. It's about what those things do for your mentality. You don't get better on the daggone couch. You get better by coming out here and getting the fuck after it every daggone day.
You get your mind and body in sync with each other, you're unstoppable. You have a confidence that can tear down all the walls and all the fears of your life.
We all know when we're relaxed, exactly the person we want to become. The question is, do we believe we can become it? Without that belief, every journey will run into a debate. That debate is when pain starts to fill the body. You weigh the temporary pain for said lifetime of pride. What are you gonna do? How bad do you want it? There's two options: to continue forward, pushing upward. And if you do, that dream is given birth, and forever you will live in the reality of it. If you stop, quit, throw in the towel, I promise you there's no distance you can travel far enough to find that dream again, for it is dead.
We all have these moments in time that either make you or break you, that can determine the rest of your life. The rest of your life can be determined by one simple decision. 19 years ago, 300 pounds, I was spraying for cockroaches. I made a decision to try to be a Navy SEAL. My whole goal was to go on this path every day after work and to run a mile to mile and a half. This rock was about the 0.5 mark in my run. This rock was a moment that should have broken me. I got 0.5 into it. I weighed 297 pounds. I sat on this rock and I had a decision to make. I wanted to quit. I wanted to give up. There wasn't some inspirational quote. It wasn't nothing. It was me, myself, and it was freezing out here. I had to make a decision. The decision I make was to get up and keep on going. That one moment changed the rest of my life.
It's the few that do. The few that do in life. That creates the envy for the many that just watch.
Hold it for as long as you can until these motherfuckers shake or they've had enough. Because that's what you are. You've had enough. You're only good enough is when you're saying, I've had enough with normality. I've had enough of being forgotten about. You know, no one's seen me living a life of known remembrance. I've had enough of that. I want change in my life. I want to be somebody, a remembrance of power. When you believe it here, it causes your legs to start doing like this. And soon enough, they start believing it too. Oh my God. That pain. There's two levels of pain, guys. There's the pain that hurts you, and the pain that changes you. That's the pain I always salute. Because that's the pain of progress.
Well, life took me somewhere unexpected. I'm unprepared. It's about 6 degrees out here, and I'm underdressed. But guess what? No one gives a gotta get the motherfucker in. Sometimes life can really hijack your mind. When that happens to you, you're all fucked up. Your goals, your ambitions, everything is out the fucking window. In life, we all go through different things. Sometimes your girlfriend or boyfriend breaks up with you. Guess what? Get the fuck over it. They no longer want you. Maybe you failed a test in school. You worked your ass off. Guess what? You failed the fucking test. Get over it. Move past it. Learn to not let life hijack your brain. At work, you've been working your ass off for that new promotion. You don't fucking get it. Someone else does. Maybe they kiss better ass than you do. Guess what? Get over it. Life will hijack your mind if you let it. Don't allow all these things to make you a lesser person. You must own your mind. Don't let life own yours.
Life. What is life? What the fuck is your life? Are you happy with it? And if so, is just the intake and outtake of breath that makes you smile on your face? That's something your fucking mother gave you. You haven't earned that. What have you done with your life to make it something else besides the normality of everybody else? The intake and the outtake of what you call life is nothing more than time. And unless done something with, it's forgotten about. There's no footprint of your existence left for anyone else to follow. Life is time. And a life that's remembered, where a footprint is followed behind in footsteps of inspiration and motivation, is when time is met with opportunity and action. They collide to be a life of remembrance. The problem is, most people don't have a plan. And without a plan of your own life, you become the plan of someone else's life. You're not running the day. The day's running you. The differential between those people is belief. One person with belief overrides 100 people with just intent. Intent is thought process, thinking, wargaming it, never putting a foot forward, never putting their face or their name to the fire. Belief is going after and figuring it out along the way.
How about days off? One day, but not today. If you're training for a nice big race, get your legs all tired, mucked up, jacked up, where your mind and body say, I don't want to do shit anymore, and guess what you do? You go out and get some more miles in. So yesterday, I did a 50K, then we'll do a nice 15 miler, nice and easy. Legs feel like shit. That's how they're gonna feel at mile 60 and 70 of a 100 mile race. Get after it, like I said, not today, get after it.
It's like a knife driving through it. And it's painful, guys. But you know, in a weird way, maybe I'm sick in the head. When I know that knife's coming in there, then I know my muscles are going to a point down a path that's not beaten. They're creating their blaze trail, making a new path. They're going down a path that no one's been on, especially them, pushing their means of what they're used to. That knife represents growth. Every success in life, guys, is masked by temporary pain. Everything in life that's worthwhile, every prison you want to unwrap, that you want to get in the inside of that prison to get it, because you want that prison so bad, every prison that's worthwhile to you in life is wrapped in pain. Let me say it again. Every present that you've ever received in life, to unwrap that present, to peel the paper off that present, to get inside, to get to the reward, you must peel away pain. Any present that's wrapped with pleasure is ridden of pain on the inside that you will pay year after year for the rest of your life. Welcome the pain. Unwrap the pain. Find life.
I go to all these conventions, speak all the time. I look in the fucking audience and these people sign up fucking every year to go to convention thinking they're gonna learn something fucking different. No, you're lazy. You know exactly what to do. Cause even me, in my state of, I can't read and write, I knew exactly what to do. It just sucks doing it. It sucks to do it.
And I see these people coming in the gym day after day. They got a dedication. They show up. Transformation, nothing. Because the majority of the time what they're doing here is they jaw jab. They're working that jaw muscle too much. If you guys are spending 3 minutes in between sets, you might as well have just started. Because it's too much recovery time.
You know, the growth comes from hitting it, exhausting it, finding the burn, and keeping the burn alive. If you take too much time in between sets off, the fire goes out. That fire is what heats up that clay and you can start molding it. Don't let it go out, guys. Let it go out when you leave here, when you give it all the nutrition, rebuild. Don't talk in here. Perform in here. When you perform in here, when you go out there, you don't need to talk, do you? No. Success is something you should never have to speak about. You cheapen its resolve if you speak about it. You speak for itself. Meaning, the guys that come to the gym and they talk all the time in the gym, because they ain't there yet. The guys that come here and silent professionals just perform, when they leave the gym, they still don't talk. Their body talks for them.
Make up your own mission statement. What do you want to be in life? And once you do that, now you can work with somebody to get better. You can work with yourself to get better. But until you know what you want to stand for, you will always just be sitting down. You'll never stand for anything. If you're in a fight, you have to attack. You have to keep attacking. The enemy has to know he is not going to give up. If you keep on attacking something, nothing wants to stand in front of anything that is relentless.
Don't be scared to fail. And know wherever you are right now is not who you are. It's just where you are, you know? And if you fall, man, fall forward. Don't fall on your ass. You know, when they say it can't be done, you know, tell them you haven't tried yet, you know? It can't be done by someone else. But I can't say that because I haven't tried it. Then you go try.
It's time to get back to work. Stop hearing yourself talk. Get off the podcast. Don't be on social media too much. Cut out all the fucking noise. Get back to the fucking mental lab.
Self-talk and visualization are the two keys to my success. I believed for that last 19 miles, I was indestructible. I said to myself, who on this fucking earth would still be going right now? You are.
Turn your feelings off when it comes down to you wanting to be better. What that means is when that alarm clock goes off, your feelings gotta go away. It's raining outside, it's cold outside, when you don't wanna put those long hours in at work, that's what I'm talking about, your feelings must go away.
Nothing is easy. Like, running is running. It sucks, but you have a choice to make. Do you wanna sit down and go back to that guy you once were? No. So this is what it takes. But when you put that practice in every day, you lace them up, pretty soon you win. Pretty soon you'll f***ing win. I'm gonna tell you how you can help yourself get through the times that suck. Real life. This is real life. 90% of your life will suck. 10% will be f***ing happy. You may be a lucky guy and have a lot of f***ing money, have a great ass woman, all that. Trust me, one-on-one with that f***ing guy, he's missing something. His life still sucks because he hasn't faced something that bothered him his whole f***ing life. Something is still eating that motherfucker up.
Almost everybody.
Everybody. Make up your own mission statement. What do you want to be in life? And once you do that, now you can work with somebody to get better. You can work with yourself to get better. But until you know what you want to stand for, you will always just be sitting down. You'll never stand for anything. So if you wake up in the morning and you don't want to do something, you don't care enough about yourself. Nothing is permanent. And a lot of times you have to learn to perform without motivation. You have to want it. You have to want to be better.
There's several days I don't want to do shit. I procrastinate like a motherfucker. This is one of those days, man. I put my shoes and my socks and my shorts on every day. Woke up this morning and just stared at them. Didn't want to do shit. Didn't know why I was doing this shit. A lot of times we forget just how badass we are. So what I do, and I've done for so many years, I write down 116 mile week, 123 mile week, 20, 20, 18, 16, all by myself, training alone, push-ups, pull-ups, sit-ups, all this shit I write down here to remind me of the work I put into the craft that is myself. So we have to always remember, our purpose will always be there. I have nothing in front of me right now. No race, no nothing. But the purpose is myself. Your mind
has to be stronger than your feelings. On those bad days, when you think that you're alone, you just might be. Because you know why? No one else wants to f***ing do it. So you be the motherfucker that always gets it done.
So I'm here, minding my f***ing business, trying to relax. The driver has a f***ing, his playlist on mute, so he can't hear any music. Me and my girl are here talking. She glances over at the f***ing playlist. What pops up? Can go in the distance. It brings me back when I was 300 pounds trying to lose f***ing weight to get the Navy SEALs. My goal was to go out. I had a plan. My plan is to go out there and run 4 f***ing miles. But guess what? Everybody's got a f***ing plan so they can hit in the f***ing mouth. That's for Mike Tyson. So when your plan fails, when those bolts and f***ing laws get too heavy, when you get knocked the f*** down the f***ing canvas, when everything falls apart in your life and your plan is f***ed up, what the f*** are you gonna do? There's only one motherfucking option. Stay f***ing hard.
So I've been grinding lately. Had to go back to the f***ing lab. Readjust some f*** in my brain. Put a lot of miles in. Every day, run over 20 miles a day. Getting up early. Going to bed early. Eating the right shit. This last week, started taking a toll on me. I usually don't think too much. Get my shoes on, head the fuck out. I've been thinking a lot. That internal voice has been talking to me. Talking about, oh man, you're tired. Looking at my shoes about 30 minutes before I put the motherfuckers on. Pushing back the time of that I go out to go run. So I decided to tape record myself. That internal voice I put on tape. Sound like a straight bitch when I listen to that motherfucker. So if you ever have a hard time out there, tape yourself. Listen to what kind of bitch you're being. Stay hard.
Well, it's that time of year again. We start to feel real happy. Why? Because we're not going to work. If you believe in Santa Claus and you celebrate Christmas, you're looking forward to Santa Claus coming down the chimney, giving you some presents. It's a real good time of year. So in that good time of year, we start to feel real good about ourselves. So I start to feel great. So we start making promises to ourselves about, hey, I'm going to lose some weight. I'm going to do better in school. I'm going to be better here, be better there. But guess what happens? The real Merry f***ing Christmas happens when all of that noise is gone. It's quiet. And it's you against you. And now all those endorphins are gone. And that promise you made about getting up early and getting after it to go lose weight, study harder, guess what? It's a lot f***ing harder now. That repetition becomes a lot harder now. So a lot of us can't do things on our own. So find somebody in your life. So when you throw that towel in, they throw that motherfucker back at you and say you're not f***ing done yet. Stay true to yourself. Stay hard.
Get it, David. Come on. Yeah, there you go. There you go. Energy, let it out. 7, 8, 9, 10, a machine here. There you go, nobody works like David in this house. 13, come on, 14, come on, 15, shut that muscle down. 16, come on, get it, 17.
They don't know me, son.
Get it, 18.
They don't know me, son.
Get it, 19.
They don't know me, son.
Come on, we wanna see it. Good, 22.
Who's gonna carry the boats and the logs?
That's you, buddy. Come on, 23. Come on, 24. One more, David.
Who's
one more
gonna carry the boats?
You're gonna do it. You're gonna do it. You're gonna do it. You did it. Yeah.
If you wake up in the morning and you don't want to do something, you don't care enough about yourself.
But when you put that practice in every day, you lace them up. Pretty soon, you win. Pretty soon you'll f***ing win. You have no f***ing idea how great you really are. Because you are using such minimal of what you have.
Unchosen suffering is going to happen, mm-hmm. right? So the only thing that you can do is have some chosen suffering to prepare for it.
It's the only thing you can do. That's the only thing you can practice for the unchosen suffering. Do something that sucks every day.
Hard work looks horrible. It's not motivating. It's not motivating at all. It ain't like Rocky round 14, he gets knocked down and goes like this to Apollo Creed. It looks like a man being stuck in a f***ing dungeon and there's no f***ing way out. I need to have something in front of me for me to get my f***ing ass. and do some shit. That used to be me. And nowadays, you know, for past 20 some years, I don't need fucking purpose. And people miss out on this, man. The purpose, we're all looking for this golden purpose. Is it this? Is it that? Is it making money? Is it my family? Mother, the purpose is you. We forget that. Every fucking day I wake up and I don't want to do some fucking shit, I'm like, okay, man, do you want to be a bitch today? Do you want to feel like a little bitch? Do you want to walk around all day knowing that you could, but you didn't? So it's perform without purpose. You have to learn how to get up and do when you ain't got no fucking 5K, no 10K, nothing. Nothing exists. Your life fucking sucks. You're in the fucking dungeon. But guess what, motherfucker? I'm still going to get it. Because when that time comes, because the time is going to come, when that purpose is there, you'll be ready. Am I happy? I don't know. Never really thought about it. Don't really care about it. Because all I really cared about was when I looked in that fucking mirror, I saw a piece of shit. Happiness wasn't on the mirror at 16. Or when I was 300 pounds. It wasn't like, oh my, I'm looking for happiness. No, I'm looking to look at myself in the mirror and say, all right, motherfucker, you did it again today. You're a bad boy. Because that shit sucks. Once you change one thing, your mindset, you can attack everything.
I know of no better life purpose than to perish in attempting the great and impossible. The fact that something seems impossible shouldn't be a reason to not pursue it. That's exactly what makes it worth pursuing. Where would the courage and greatness be if success was certain and there was no risk? The only true failure is shrinking away from life's challenges.
It's about finding energy and strength when you have none. Like a lot of times in life, like that situation right there, man, it's the worst time of your life. There's energy all around us, but we think that we have to have it. It has to come externally a lot of times. We have like a TV in front of us, watch somebody, listen to a podcast, listen to a great music. A lot of times in life it's fucking quiet. And those are the times when you want to run and hide. You got to be able to find energy. You got to make up games, make up tricks, make up whatever you can to get to the next evolution of life. And so many people just want it the easy way. I'm sorry, man. It's not. So what they start to do is they build this narrative of it's okay. When the narrative should be, you need to fucking work harder. You need to fucking discipline your mind better. We need to help people more than just saying it's okay. It's okay that you're not fucking willing to fucking help yourself out. That's not okay. Is you have to build a person that can withstand the pressures of whatever they're going to be dealing with in life.
If I can instill one piece of advice into all human beings, it would simply be to believe in yourself and don't rely on anybody to believe in you. Don't rely on anybody to push you or make you better. Believe in yourself and only yourself. Three more rules I'll never break are live your life with character, honor, and discipline. And if you live that way, I guarantee you, your goals and dreams will get accomplished.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.